Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Familiar words to a song that, hopefully, we all learned at an early age. In a meditation time recently, I asked myself why God wanted to tell us at such an early age that He loved us. John 3:16 KJV 16 For God so loved the world, put your name in here, make it personal, that He gave His only begotten Son. About that same time, I heard a message explaining the differences between conditional and unconditional love. Here are some of the highlights from that message. Conditional. Qualified by reservations. Mental reservation, an unstated doubt that prevents you from accepting something, or someone, wholeheartedly. Withholding or keeping back. A limiting qualification. Imposing or depending on or containing a condition. Marriages fall apart way too often, and I have witnessed my fair share over the years, and the one attribute that stands out the most to me is the conditional love, or the conditional requirements the spouses put on one another, causing tension, division, and mostly rejection and deep hurt. Let's take a closer look at the definition of unconditional. Unconditional. Absolute, and without conditions, limitations, reservations or qualifications. Not conditional. Pretty obvious, huh? Not modified or restricted by reservations. Not contingent, not determined or influenced by someone or something else. Now that's love. No conditions, no limitations, no reservations, no qualifications, don't have to change to be loved or accepted. The love that's available is not determined or influenced by anyone or anything. This is the kind of love that God has for us. We do not have to bend or contort ourselves or our personalities or our quirks so that He'll love us. We just have to be and He'll do the loving. How great is that? There is more to cover here, so stay with me. Knowing that God loves us puts us in a position of boldness at His throne. This was revealed to me as I noticed that my boldness when I prayed for others was greater than when I prayed for myself. I've, of course, asked why, and the response was clear. You are more convinced of my love for them than you are for yourself. Insert Jopjaw here. You see, when I was praying for others, I did not have the long list of past sins, failures, or other weaknesses that most of us carry with us when we approach the throne to pray for our own needs. I took with me God's word, and apparently my belief in that He loved them. I knew He loved them, and I was going to remind Him that He promised He'd take care of whatever need they had. That boldness, faith, based in His unconditional love for them, moved heaven and earth to remove obstacles, to undo the works of the enemy and to bring in the answer, the solution, the change. If you do not have the revelation that God loves you like He loves Jesus, start right away and start there first. It will bring about a miraculous transformation in every area of your life. #WordInfusionT #It's tea time #JesusLovesHim